Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm here, even though I've got a little bit of laryngitis, it doesn't hurt. I'm glad to report, so don't worry about that. I know you are worried about me, but it's just a little squeaky today, and I think I'll be better tomorrow. But I continue to march, folks. I show up just like you do, and especially when I get a chance to talk to our good friend Chad Moutray. I wouldn't miss an interview with Chad for anything. He's one of our great friends, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, one of the smartest guys I know. Chad Moutray, welcome back.
I think you must be younger than you're saying. Your voice is changing.
Yeah, it's actually getting better as I go through the show, I think. Hey, Chad, thanks again for being here. I am starting to get excited about the reports that you're putting together for the manufacturing industry.
That's good. I like it. I like people to be excited.
And
everyone was saying
too,
I was
right?
Depressing them every Monday, so it's nice to be not depressing anymore.
8 years, right? 8 years of depressing news.
Well, we certainly have seen a huge shift in the last couple months. I think a lot of manufacturers, as you've seen in the NFIB survey and a lot of other, even consumer confidence, you've seen a lot of optimism, a lot of cautious optimism, I guess, if you will, that maybe we're going to get some pro-growth measures passed, right?
Yeah.
Tax reform, and we're certainly seeing already here in the first couple of weeks a lot of regulatory rollback, even more coming. The prospects for something done with ACA, the Obamacare, and,
right,
as well as hopefully infrastructure package. I think that's leading a lot of people to say, hey, maybe things are going to turn around here in terms of demand and production after really a lot of sluggishness over the last couple of years. And
well, you know, Chad, one thing that I try to remind people about, the number I've come up with for small business, adult people who are connected one way, in some pretty significant way, to a small business in America is 100 million people. And you get that many people who are connected to a small business, which is over half the economy, as you know, a lot of manufacturers, you get that many people who think the president doesn't think that they're the enemy anymore, and the president's made a payroll, the president knows what it's like to have the government in your grill. That's a little bit more of an optimistic scenario, and that's 100 million people who are optimistic. That's got to have an impact.
I think it is having an impact, and I think that's why you've seen overall, across the board, manufacturing sentiment rise. We just got the Philly Fed survey this morning, just now. It was way up. We got New York Fed yesterday.
Yep.
Industrial production looks like it's rebounding a little bit. And so, this is all positive stuff. Although I should put, just put a little caution, a little asterisk out there. We still aren't out of the woods yet, right? I think that, certainly optimism is up. But manufacturing as a whole has struggled over the last couple of years.
Yep.
Those headwinds haven't fully gone away yet. Overall manufacturing production was only up 0.3% over the last 12 months. Now that's more a reflection of where we've been than where we're headed. But I think it's a nice reminder that there's still a lot to happen here, right? There's still policies that have to be enacted. And we need to make that sentiment, the strong sentiment surveys, a reality in terms of having some really hard, strong numbers on the economy itself.
Do you think that your members have continued to invest in capital items, capital equipment, and capability to take it? And are they poised to take advantage? I know they've deleveraged like small business owners have done. I know that they're probably financially in better shape, because if they're still in business, they had to get to that, to get like that. So I think they're probably in good shape there. But have they spent the money to be ready to take advantage of an expansion period?
They have been. I mean, I think that as we noted, there was a lot of caution last year. I think hiring was down 45,000 by 45,000 workers in manufacturing in 2016. Capital spending was also relatively flat. But I think that overall, when I talk to a lot of manufacturing leaders, they were making investments, right? Especially in what I'll call disruptive technology.
Right, like robots.
And I think that there's still one of the things that happens in those slow times, as you know, is people invest knowing that things are going to pick up, right?
Yeah.
And I think they are going to pick up, and I think that you're going to start seeing some of those investments really start to pay off.
Right.
We've also seen an increased willingness to hire, to make capital spending in the last couple of months. So that should also be pretty positive, I think.
Two things I want to talk about when we come back is trade, because that's the other side of the Trump sword, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Trade and also employment. What's manufacturing employment? Not numbers. What does it look like? I'm talking about looking at it. What does manufacturing work look like going forward? Chad Moutre and I will be right back. He's the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.